The Honolulu Prosecutor's Office has pointed with pride to its Makiki Safe House in a building whose purchase is now being looked at by a federal grand jury. At issue is the million-dollar profit the building's owner, described as a politically active real estate investor, made on the sale. Nick Gruby has the story in today's Civil Beat Reality Check. Hi, Nick. Thanks for talking with us.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
We've heard, as I said, the prosecutor office has been quite proud of what it has done with this Makiki Safe House. But this is something different, isn't it?
Yeah, this is something that's completely different. The Safe House actually used to be called the Family Justice Center.
Right.
It actually changed its name to the Safe House after there was some criticism of how the facility was operating as a shelter for abused women. But the property transaction was something that didn't really get a lot of attention until now, when federal investigators began asking questions about the circumstances surrounding it, and in particular the million-dollar profit that the sellers seemed to make on it.
Well, this is a sale that was originally touted. I think the phrase "goodness of my heart" came in at one point. It was touted as a kind of a community benefit, almost a charitable contribution. But $1 million is a lot to make in a year, isn't it?
It is. I think it was a little bit eyebrow-raising for a lot of folks who looked at it, including the federal investigators. Assistant U.S. Attorney Michael Wheat purportedly asked Pamela Tamashiro, who was the director of the Safe House and who sort of got it up and running, whether or not she thought there was anything peculiar about that profit. And she described it as, quote, lucky to Mr. Wheat.
The head of the U.S. attorney, Mr. Wheat.
Yes, he's the gentleman who is running the federal grand jury investigation into alleged corruption and abuse of power within Hawaii's law enforcement agencies.
Well, Nick, one of the interesting things about this story is that it's an extension of the Chief Ke Aloha mailbox investigation. It seems like a long way away from there, but it's an indication of the scope, I guess, of the investigation, yeah?
That's right. I mean, the thing to remember is that the mailbox investigation or the mailbox allegations are what sort of opened up the door for the U.S. Attorney's office to walk in mm-hmm. and start sniffing around. And they actually have quite broad authority when it comes to investigating alleged criminal activity here. So while it began with allegations that former police chief Louis Ke Aloha and his wife Catherine, a city prosecutor, had framed a family member to gain the upper hand in a legal dispute over money, it's since taken a lot of different turns, this one involving the Safe House being the latest.
This is the kind of thing that defense attorneys are prone to refer to as a fishing expedition, wouldn't you think?
I mean, some would say it's a fishing expedition, sure. But others might say that the investigators are simply following the leads where the facts take them. Mm-hmm. And just because somebody is brought in for questioning or a particular topic is discussed at the grand jury doesn't mean that there is necessarily criminal involvement or intent around that issue. In some cases, it could be a curiosity and that's it, and where more evidence and more fact-finding might find that something criminal or bad had not actually occurred. So it could be exculpatory.
Well, just to circle back to the topic of the day, this is a property that was purchased for $4.5 million and then sold to the city for $5.5 million a year later, right?
Well, that's when the deal actually closed. But the deal had been in the works for a long time. And in fact, the director of the Safe House had taken a tour of the property along with the ultimate seller to the city before that seller, Donna Walden, officially owned the property, which I think a lot of people might consider curious.
Well, we'll keep track of this going forward, Nick. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat. Today featuring reporter Nick Gruby.